My wait to be called was a long one. The simple truth is, I was not allowed to leave my room. All meals were brought by Mary on a tray. I was permitted no callers, not even Albert or Evelina. "She's seriously ill," people were told. And no matter how much I tried, Bridget, the one person I saw with any regularity, would not yield to my efforts of friendship. From my mother I received little comfort, but many tears. From my father, a vast quantity of books that he deemed suitable for my reclamation. Not a word, not a question, to console me. But I did not read. Instead, I used the books, the blank pages, the margins, even the mostly empty title pages, to set down secretly what had happened during the voyage. It was my way of fixing all the details in my mind forever. 1 week had passed in this fashion when I thought to ask Bridget for a newspaper.
"I'll have to request it of Master," she replied.
"Bridget," I told her, "for every day you bring a newspaper without informing my father, I shall give you a gift." Bridget gazed at me. After a momentary search of my vanity table, I selected a pearl-headed hairpin and held it up. "Like this," I said. She complied with my request. Within a week, I found what I was searching for under the listing of Departures for Europe. Brig Seahawk, to sail on September the 9th, by the morning's tide. Captain Roderick Fisk, Master. For the next few days, I made such a show of concentrating hard on my books that I was finally permitted to have my evening meals with the family downstairs. On September the 8th, surely one of the longest days I can remember, I informed everyone at table that I wished to be excused to continue the reading that was so occupying me.
"What are you studying, my dear?"
my mother asked nervously. "Dr. Dillard's essay on patience, Mama."
"How very gratifying," she said.
Later that evening, I was informed that my father wished me to come to his study. I went down and knocked on his door. "Enter," he called. He was sitting in his reading chair, an open book before him. He looked up, closed his book, and drew me forward with a gentle gesture of his hand.
"You are making progress, Charlotte," he said. "I wish to commend you. I do."
"Thank you, Papa."
"You are young, Charlotte," he told me. "The young are capable of absorbing many shocks and still maintaining an—"
he searched for the proper words.
"An orderly life," I offered.
He smiled the first smile I had seen in a long while.
"Yes, exactly, Charlotte. Orderly. You give me much hope. You and I now understand each other perfectly. Good night, my dear girl. Good night."
He took up his book again.
"Good night, Papa."
I bathed. I let Bridget supervise my going to bed.